Burden to Daniels, Erwin Spicer, and Rubel, April 2, 1907. Loma Linda, California, April 2, 1907. Elders Daniels, Erwin Spicer, and Dr. Rubel, Tacoma Park, Washington. Dear brethren, I have thought of writing you for some time with reference to the Loma Linda College of Evangelists. You are aware that from the first, we were instructed that this institution would become a special training place for medical missionaries, that we should make the school as strong as possible for nurses and physicians. From instruction we have received, it seems that the idea the Lord has had with reference to the physician's course is not for professional practice so much as for evangelistic medical work. This has been emphasized in many ways, but particularly in the words from Sister White, that physicians should be qualified with all the ability of physicians to labor, not as physicians, but as medical missionary evangelists. It would seem from this that there should be a strong scientific course given along with a strong evangelistic and Bible course to qualify our workers for field work. We are planning as carefully as possible for a work of this kind. Thus far, most of the students have been in the nurses' course. Another year in number, however, begin in their medical course, and we are anxious that the General Conference should take an active part in the development and promotion of this branch of the school. We certainly need workers qualified in these lines, both at home and abroad. While it is true we need physicians to work in professional lines, yet today our lack, I am persuaded, is not so much in these lines of qualification as it is in having workers well qualified to go out into the field with the principals and educate the people by lectures and demonstrations. Here as we are, thousands of workers qualified will find an open field, and a work of this kind would fill our institutions with a class of patients who would readily come for the sake of the principals rather than for the name of a great physician. No sooner do we get a physician of reputation in one of our institutions than it seems we become slaves to all his demands and ideas, whereas a different state of things would exist if we would educate the people in the field in the principles in the evangelistic lines. The strength of our work is not the greatness of the workers, but the thoroughness indoctrinating the people with the principles that make up the message. Now I hope that in some of the councils of the General Conference, these matters may be carefully and prayerfully considered in the light of what the Lord has said concerning the work at Loma Linda, and see if it would not be wise for the General Conference to take a definite interest in the development and work of the school to prepare these medical missionary evangelists. It had occurred to me that possibly for the present they could furnish some instructors, either for all or a portion of the term. I believe Brother and Sister Haskell are much interested in this line of work and would connect with the school as instructors. Could we not also at times, at least, have someone who is in touch with the foreign fields to visit the school and hold classes for a few weeks or months? Then we should be selecting evangelistic medical instructors who could spend some time with the school. These are only suggestions as to how the General Conference might greatly help the school. The question of paying instructors for the work is quite a serious one to the sanitarium, whereas the results of the school are not so much for the sanitarium work as for the field at large. If the General Conference could bear some responsibility in selecting young people who need to be qualified in these lines and encourage them to attend the school, and then by associating with the school at times general workers who could help to mold the spirit of the school, the work could be easily run on safe lines so that those who are educated would be fully in accord with the real message and work when qualified to go out in the field. I hope you brethren may give the matter sufficient thought to write us at least how you view the matter. We will be glad to cooperate with you. We ought to be getting out next year's catalog very soon, and would like to receive some communication from you as to what we might plan for in this line. Feeling assured you are interested in the work and will do whatever you can to help it on, we remain. Yours in the work, signed, Burden.